This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
In the studio at the moment, we're very lucky to have Graham Rothman, who is back on the Isle of Wight after a very, very long stint away. Graham, tell me, you have you had a pet shop on the island, Tropical World, about 20 or 30 years ago, didn't you?
Yes, that's correct, James. About 30 years ago, we had a pet shop. We started off in St John's Hill, then up into the upper high street of Ryde, then on to Wootton Common, and then I left the UK for 22 years to live in Peru, South America.
Yeah.
And then I've just returned last September, and I've opened Tropical World again in the Union Street in Ryde.
So you're the man from the Peru, effectively.
Yes, I'm the man from Peru.
So what, I mean, first of all, what were you doing in Peru?
I went there to start a animal breeding business, and also I taught English for foreign students.
So this animal breeding business, that was, what, to supply pet shops in the UK?
Yes, to all over the world, basically.
And what kind of animals were you breeding?
Mostly reptiles and amphibians.
Right.
A few mammals, a few marmosets and monkeys.
Fabulous. So that was for all over the world?
Yeah, yes.
And what, did you find that there's a sort of vast difference between the import regulations from one country to the next?
Yes. For example, tortoises, in the US, they have to be 4 inches before they can import them in here.
Yeah.
You don't need that, or into Europe, you don't need that.
Are there some reptiles that are so dangerous some countries don't allow them in, but others turn a blind eye?
Not so much dangerous. What they feel are rare, on the protected list. Peru, you cannot ship any animal out of the jungle without having a breeding farm.
Right.
They banned all exports in 1976.
Oh, I see.
Of all their fauna.
Okay, so you can't just go around with the net catching animals.
No, unfortunately not.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, animals are still kept there as pets, but it's a grey area.
Yeah, so you were out literally in the jungle, is that right?
In a... I was living in a jungle town called Pucallpa, which is in the Amazon basin.
Fantastic.
On the river Ucayali, which is a tributary of the Amazon.
Yeah.
And about 1,000 miles from Lima, the capital.
Wow. And John was telling me earlier outside that, you know, if there was an injury or somebody needed hospital, it was in Lima, is that right?
Well, to get any decent medical care, you have to go to Lima.
Yeah, wow. And it's 1,000 miles away.
It's 1,000
Blimey.
Miles
away. And people here complain about going to Portsmouth or Southampton, don't
they? I mean,
they?
People complain about the NHS, but it's the best thing since sliced bread, believe you me.
That is absolutely amazing. Chip, in a minute, we are going to talk about the things in your pet shop. Chip has got a snake that he wants to talk to you about.
Yeah.
I know. Of course, we've got to have Pet Shop Boys. I mean, it was obvious we were going to program that. But, Graham, before we do that, you just said off-air when you came back to the Isle of Wight, after 20 years, you noticed a big difference.
Well, yes, I believe. Silly things like paying for plastic bags. I didn't realise you had to pay for plastic bags. And also the £2 coin had been introduced. I'd never even seen a £2 coin. And I was at a shop and they gave me a £2 coin in the change, and I said, I think you've given me a foreign coin. And they looked at me thinking, where's he come from, the jungle?
And I see Tropical World is on Facebook. I mean, is social media a whole new thing to you, or were you using it out there?
No, I had a Facebook page, but The business we were doing is just wholesaling.
Yeah, okay.
So it wasn't to, you know, individuals.
And was there anything else that really struck you about the island when you came back? Like, was it a lot busier, the roads?
Yeah, more roads congested, more buildings which didn't exist.
Yeah, because I have to say, the thing, you know, Judith and I first came to the island 20 years ago, and the thing that really, really bugs me is the level of traffic congestion compared to 20 years ago. It's phenomenally changed.
Well, I came here in 1978. I moved from London.
Yeah.
And it was much freer then, you know.
Absolutely. Well, look, here's Pet Shop Boys, always on my mind. We're back with you in a moment, Graham, because we'd like to discuss what kind of animals you're selling in Ryde at the moment. I think there's a hint in that word tropical, isn't there?
Tropical, yes.
Pet Shop Boys, always on my mind. And talking of pet shops, we have Graham Rothman in the studio with Chip and me at the moment, and we're just talking about oh my god, there is literally a spider just next to me at the moment.
How big,
Graham,
is it?
Graham, can you...
No, I can't. I can't identify
I'm
not going to kill it in front of you.
Is it a tarantula?
It's not, but you've got tarantulas, haven't you?
Well, yes. We've only got one in at the moment.
And how big is it?
Maybe about 3 inches.
So...
Not very big.
So it's a... Yeah.
Little but, one.
And will it grow bigger?
Not much bigger. About 6 inches.
Right, okay.
You and know, span, 6 inches.
If one of them bites you, what happens?
It's like a bee sting.
Is it? So it's not as
it
bad as...
It won't kill you. Although bees do kill people.
That's true.
But...
How do you handle a tarantula as a pet?
Some are more aggressive than others. The one we've got is a baboon tarantula from Africa, and that's that you can't really handle it.
Okay. I've halted
it. Bite you.
Here we are. We've got Brave Chip in the studio.
I halted the Chilean rose tarantula at the Isle of Wight College.
Yeah, no, they're... Chilean roses, Mexican red knees, stripe. They're okay.
They're nothing. They're namby-pamby tarantulas.
But, the birdie in tarantula, that's kind of a more dangerous
not
one.
Well.
So, Graham, do you... I mean, have pet shops changed since 20 years ago? Are people more adventurous in terms of what they want?
Unfortunately, it's the trend... seems to have gone for morphs, what they call morphs, which is a mixture of I call it designer snakes that are all different colours, which you would never find in the wild.
Yeah.
And to me, that's sad because the purebred forms are getting harder and harder to find.
So it's a bit like sort of selective breeding of dogs to sort of...
It's a bit like, is it the poodle? They cross poodles.
Yeah, a labradoodle and things like that. And you've got snakes like that, but obviously they don't cross with reptiles. Yeah, it's just snakes
and,
amongst themselves.
Different types of bearded dragons. And
what's the biggest reptile you've got?
Oh, some boa constrictors, about three and a half foot.
And what kind of... I mean, Judith and I don't have any pets at all. So
every home should have one.
So what kind of people want snakes and spiders? Is it a status thing? Is it a kind of daring thing, just sort of wanting to surprise friends and relatives?
I think you've got the serious collector, and then you've got the other end of the spectrum, just to say, look, I've got... a 20-foot reticulated python in my bedroom.
Right. and what have you got in your bedroom, Chip?
I got a corn snake, and
how big's that?
It's a little snake, and it can grow quite long, but it can't grow kind of like a some of the big ones. It's a smaller snake.
Yes,
and it's a easy snake to start off with.
But Graham, you haven't got any of those.
No,
at the moment.
No corn snakes. They grow to about 5 feet.
Yeah,
fully grown corn snakes.
So,
but as Chip says, they're a good beginner snake.
So you've got snakes. Yeah. You've got spiders.
Centipedes. Now that's a nightmare.
Now what? Why have you got? So how big do centipedes grow?
In Peru, they get much bigger and they eat mice. But the one I've got maybe about about that. I don't know.
Oh, blimey. So that's about 12 inches long?
Yeah, it's about 12 inches
long. Yeah, there's a very funny cartoon in Private Eye, because, you know, I've got a Fitbit.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a centipede.
I don't like them.
A centipede saying, oh, look, I've managed to get in 12 million steps before lunch.
we've got millipedes, which are fruit eaters.
And do you have pets at home yourself, or do you just not need them?
No, I have nothing at home. In Peru, I had a big collection. I had a four meter caiman, type of alligator in my lake.
Wow, that is impressive. I'll have one of those and make it snappy. I bet you've heard that one before.
We had things like ocelots, monkeys, kinkajous, a load of animals there.
How about piranhas?
Piranhas. Is that the right place
fishing,
for piranhas?
Fishing for them. And they're really tasty to eat.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah, I bet you could eat a piranha.
Fried. Yeah.
You could eat anything.
Difference here, a piranha costs you about £8. £8 or £10 over there. You just fish them out of the river.
They have razor sharp teeth.
They do. Now, listen. Yeah. Tell us about your shop, because I've just been on Facebook here, and... On Facebook, you're at Tropical World Ride.
That's right, yes, 46th Union Street.
So up the hill.
Opposite the bank.
Yeah.
I think it's Lloyd's Bank.
Yep. And you're closed on Sundays, but open the rest of the week.
Yes, from 9:30 till 5:30, so 6 days a week.
You've regained your licence now, so you're stocking up, aren't you?
Yes, we're slowly stocking up, because although the pet shop part has been open since December, we've only about 3 weeks ago received our pet shop licence. So we're slowly but surely stocking up. That's one of the differences. Animals and fish are harder to get now.
Yes.
Not as easy as they were.
And you said, with small mammals like rabbits and things like that, it's a sort of nightmare to sort of hold them as stock.
Yes, because of the new regulations we bought in for parrots.
Yeah.
Which I could sell to you for your parrot.
Right.
But I can't have it in the shop. They say it's too small.
Oh, okay.
Even though they say, yes, you can sell them to the general public, no problem. Yeah. And they can keep... You wouldn't, but you could keep 10 parrots in there, but I can't keep one, so...
Okay. You've got a lot of tropical fish, I've seen
Yes,
that.
We've got about 100 tanks for tropical fish, and then we've got about 48 tanks for marine fish. The marine section won't be up and running for about another month, and then we have about 100 vivariums for the reptiles and amphibians.
Brilliant. Now, 46 Union Street, and that's in Ryde, and it's Tropical World.
Tropical World.
Yeah, find them on Facebook.
Find us on Facebook.
There's details of all the new stock there.
Yeah.
One final thing, Chip, if you could have an animal of your choice, if you could order one from Graham, what would it be?
Another corn snake.
Oh, another corn
snake. I would say.
I'm sure we can get you a corn snake.
Now, finally then, are snakes sociable? Do they like each other? If you put one corn snake with another corn snake, would they be friends or would they eat each other?
No. You can keep them together. Some lizards, you can't keep them together.
Yeah.
Like chameleons, you put two male chameleons in, they will fight until one's dead.
Really? Gosh.
No
comedians for you then, Chip.
Yes, but normally you can keep two or three together. But if you want to breed them, you should keep them separate.
Okay. Well, look, Graham, it's brilliant to have you back on the Isle of Wight.
Yes,
thank you very much for coming in. It's lovely to hear about your business.
Yep.
I'm sure there's some people out there listening who are after some tropical pets. So I hope they'll come along and see you. I know Chip has already said he's going to come along and see you. So
Thank you very much.
Thanks ever so much. www.vectisradio.com.